From the authentic soul of Bernie Siegel, MD, comes Mind Health Matters, a show that reflects Bernie's passion to reach people struggling with all of life's challenges, not just the physical ones, so that each person can live life fully with the understanding that, as Bernie reminds us, we only have today. Believing that we are all here to love one another, each in our own unique way, Bernie has crafted eternal truths and the timeless wisdom of the ages. Join Bernie as he shares his powerful journey through life while offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom.
Welcome, everyone, to Mind Health Matters with the phenomenal Dr. Bernie Siegel, who everyone knows has been a pioneer in mind health, body health. And so we have a great show for you today. We are bringing on Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Reverend Ariel Patricia. We are going to be talking about sacred stories of transformational joy, crappy to happy, true stories of grit, grace, and love. Now, Reverend Ariel Patricia is the CEO and founder of Sacred Stories Media, a conscious online media network. Also, Sacred Stories Media includes Sacred Stories Publishing, an award-winning traditional book publishing and marketing company, Garnet Press, a self-publishing book division, and Sacred You, an online course division. Kathleen, known as Kat, believes dreams diagnose your life. She has survived three cancers diagnosed by dreams, but missed by the medical community and the test on which they relied. She lived to write about it, and she's thriving. She's an international award-winning author of Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Earning Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, co-authored with radiologist and researcher Dr. Larry Burke. Now, this is the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network TV. I should keep getting putting that out. Dream Vision 7 Radio and TV Network. We are a syndicated broadcast, and we are in every country. You can listen whether it's online, by the phone, asking Alexa, in your cars, wherever you are. So with that all said, Bernie, over to you.
Thank you. And now that you mentioned that, if I called up and said, Alexa, I want to hear the show from such and such a date with Bernie Siegel, could that get pulled up?
Alexa isn't that detailed. What you do is, if you want to look or listen at a particular show, you have to listen at 12 noon or 12 a.m. Eastern time for your show. And then
right,
if you want to...
when the show is on.
Right. And if you want to look at and listen to archives, you go on the website and just click Bernie Siegel Archives, and you can listen any way you'd like.
All right.
Or any time, I should, not any way, any time you like.
I ask her to play all kinds of songs for me. So, you know,
yes.
Those are stored up and not,
right.
Not present. And I may say, it's part of my therapy when you talk of turning, you know, the bad to the good. I have a list of songs that, I mean, sometimes our kids think I'm getting a little, troublesome. Because I said to them, keep this list. I want to play it at my funeral. It starts with Frank Sinatra singing Old Man River, because I've learned a lot from that river. Then it's My Way, which is a song I love.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go to Elvis Presley singing Amazing Grace, You'll Never Walk Alone, and
mm-hmm.
The Dream, The Impossible Dream.
Beautiful choices.
Then we switch over to It's Time to Say Goodbye with Bocelli and Danny Boy with a variety of people, depending on the mood I'm in. But it's something I've I just put it together after my wife died 3 years ago, and I thought I'd love everybody to hear this at my funeral. You know, to me, they're inspiring songs, doing it my way. And when it's time to say goodbye, it's okay to say goodbye. And I love Danny Boy because, you know, you'll find the place where I am lying and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall know the softy tread above me and all my grave will warm as sweet to be. And you will kneel and tell me that you love me. And I shall sleep in peace until you come to me. So I want my wife to know that, too. And, you know, I may have added another song or two somewhere along the way that I don't have in my head. But I find that's sort of my meditation in the morning when I'm doing exercises and other things and treatments. And I play that in the background. And it keeps me focused. Because I love Sinatra and do it my way. That if we could all leave this life saying, yeah, I did it my way. It was
right. And you actually wrote in this book that we're talking about today, Crappy to Happy. And for everyone to know, listening, that the foreword was written by James Redfield, New York Times bestselling author of The Celestine Prophecy. So where would you like to start, Bernie, talking about this book with Ariel and Kat?
Well, how does crappy turn into happy? You're going to the airport. This is a true story. And you get a flat tire. And I said to the woman driving me and my wife, I said, where's the jack? I changed the tire. Oh, the jack is in my husband's car. So here we are in the middle of nowhere with a flat tire and no resources to get us to the airport. And then who drives up? A young man pulls over and says, hey, do you need help? I said, yeah, we don't have a jack. He said, oh, I'll take care of it. He changed that tire so fast, it was like he was an angel. And we went on and got to the airport. Now, what turns happy into crappy, see? What if we're still late, though, and missed the plane? So I go up to the counter. I say, I had, with my wife, we have tickets for the flight. Where is it? And they said, oh, you missed it. It left a few minutes ago. But let me tell you, that's the best thing that ever happened in your life. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, the plane crashed after takeoff. Now, what would be your opinion of a flat tire after that?
Right.
And I think that's the part you need to grow up with, parents and advisors who let you understand that, that the event does affect your future, but how do you know how it's going to affect it? And two mothers I will tell you about. One was mine, who drove me insane as a child. Because I could never have anything go wrong. She drove me crazy. Ma, I had a horrible day at school today. Everything went wrong. It was meant to be. God is redirecting you. Something good will come of this. Ma, do you listen to me? You know, I'd like a hug, a little compassion. And then I was telling this to Norman Vincent Peale many years ago, and he said, oh, yeah. My mother used to say, Norman, if God slams one door further down the corridor, another will be open.
Mm-hmm.
And then you begin to realize the people who are surviving in this life had therapists for, you know, for parents. And they got those kinds of messages. And as much as I used to talk to God and tell God, my mother's, no help, God. Can you give me some advice or help me out? Those are the things I learned. And we were here, as my father used to say, to help other people, to make them happy, to make their life easier. And I just couldn't believe all the things I was hearing from them. So I would always go to my bedroom, climb on my bed and say, God, I don't have parents who are very helpful. They keep telling me all these, you know, wonderful things. But ultimately, the reason I remember this is I began to realize they were right, that things happened that I wasn't happy about, and because of that, something else happened that made me very happy, but wouldn't have happened if the other did happen. So again, I began to realize, well, maybe they know something I don't know, and I would just keep my mind open. Yeah, and that's when I never stopped talking, because these things have really happened to me. Another flight. You get on a plane. They announce that there's a horrible storm up in Canada where they're headed, so they're asking for volunteers to get off the plane so they'll have extra fuel if they need to fly to another airport to land. Well, by the time the pilot was finished announcing all the things that could go wrong, everybody on the plane got off except my wife and I and another couple, because we had to give a lecture again. So we fly up there, and I get off the plane with my wife, and we go to the gate, and I say, where's the flight, you know, let's say to Montreal going? Where does that leave from? They said, oh, that left an hour ago. I said, no, it didn't. The pilot of that flight is with me. And that was something I learned, because there was nobody on the plane, so we were all talking to each other. You know, the door to the cabin was open where the pilot was, and we were just chatting all the time. And then I learned he was the pilot of our flight, so they couldn't let it go early. They had to wait for him. And that's when, you know, you begin to have faith.
Right. So let me ask Reverend Ariel Patricia Caglianello, what inspired you to create this book and talk about the trilogy?
Thanks, Deborah. hi, everyone. I think it really, Bernie's just illustrating really the reason that this trilogy was created, and that is through the power of story, and not only through the power of sharing our stories, but the lived experiences we receive from them, whether that we are living them ourselves or we're reading them, someone else's story. So that really was the inspiration, you know, the publishing company. Our publishing company is Sacred Stories Publishing, and that really is the heart of what we do, is share really beautiful, transformational stories in support of others. And so this actually didn't even start as a trilogy. It's turned into a trilogy, but it started with Kat and I, the co-author, talking about basically just the same thing and saying, you know, in addition to single author books, you know, how can we help people share their stories more widely, more people share more stories? And so we decided to do our first book, Chaos to Clarity, which is, it's a multi-author book with contributions from really authors from around the world, their short stories. And that just was just so incredibly beautiful and successful that we decided to do a second one, which is Crappy to Happy, which we're talking about now, both of them bestsellers, and Inside Scoop, we're actually launching the project for our third book, which makes it the trilogy, and that one is titled Mayhem to Miracles, and we'll be announcing plans for that next book as well. So, but it all started with exactly how Bernie opened the show, and it's sharing our stories, meaningful stories, and then the wisdom we receive from them.
Right. And people can relay on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Bernie?
Yes.
Yeah. And, I don't know what else to add, but I think that's true, to be open to the people and what's happening and what they've experienced, because it's a lot harder, as they say, whether it was me as a child or you as an adult, to say to somebody, oh, something good will come of this. And you say, are you kidding? You know? Look what happened to me. But when you have that faith, then you open the possibility of it happening. And
right, and Bernie, not only the faith, but when you can share a story of, or people share stories of their life and how it worked out for them or the wisdom they received, that's like evidence, right? It's almost like proof. And people will, as Deborah, you said, receive from the story, meet the story, wherever they are and whatever they need from it is personal to them. And that's, I think, the real beauty of the power of storytelling.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been a storyteller for ages, because I realized it had more impact on people than statistics. And what I mean by that is, I'm in a medical conference at Yale. I tell a story about a patient, and all the doctors walk out saying, that was just an anecdote, that was a case history, that doesn't mean anything. But they don't feel threatened. They're just telling everybody, I'm a screwball, you know? I don't know what I'm talking about. But when I get up and say, now, here's a study done in the American Journal of Medicine, blah, 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 then a hand would go up. That was a poorly controlled study. I'm not impressed by that journal or those authors. See, now they have to fight it intellectually. Whereas before, if I told a story, there was no fight. And what I'd find is, a week later, I'd pass one of the doctors in the hallway and say, hey, I got a story for you. And it would confirm what I had said. And that began his transition. And so
beautiful.
I learned, as I said, I'd rather tell stories than cite statistics and get into arguments with people over the validity of the statistics and the control group and all the nonsense that goes on with it. So if you want to change people, tell stories. Everybody's touched by a story.
Right. And Kat, who is co-author, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, she is a perfect example of that with her dreams, Bernie, and really the dreams telling her a story that she put together to share with the doctors who weren't transforming like the doctor you speak of. They were still stuck in the medical protocol. So, Kat, touch upon that, and you talk about breathing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I think that when we, you know, when we have a, when we're in crisis, I mean, Bernie's talking about, you know, the crises that he went through, and we have a lot of his stories because he wrote the foreword for the first book that Ariel Patricia was talking about, Chaos to Clarity, and then he shared a story with us in Crappy to Happy, which is a cycle of life, and that's in the part three, Grief and Loss. And so I was talking about the importance of breathing when you're in crisis, when you've had a loss. My mother had just died 6 months before I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and in this particular story, I had just been diagnosed with recurrence, and it was a 9x11 centimeter tumor that, again, the doctors had missed on, you know, mammograms, physical exams, blood tests, nothing showed it. And so I was having a real hard time breathing, and I was, because I was in crisis, I was in shock, and I was really considering suicide. And then I realized that if I did that, because my mother had been returning to me in my dreams to guide me throughout this time, she'd be really angry with me if I gave up that easily. So I actually asked my husband, in order to help me breathe, I asked him to share some jokes with me. Those jokes actually did get me really laughing really hard. And in order to laugh, you have to breathe out and you have to breathe in. And that's why it's so important that even in the face of crisis, you breathe. And you keep your sense of humor, and you keep that joy. You don't give that joy away, and you don't let anyone take the joy away. And a lot of times you can get that guidance to do that in your dreams. So, you know, I'm actually remembering Bernie's story in the book Crappy to Happy, where he talks about how bodies die, but spirit and consciousness survive and recycle. And that's what happened in my story. My mom, although she had passed over, she returned to me in dreams and used signs and symbols during the day in order to let me know that she wasn't gone, because love never dies. Love lives forever. And that love can bring our loved ones back from the other side when we're in a place of crisis, until we can find our joy again and embrace that joy so that we move from crappy to happy.
Hmm. Beautifully said.
And let me say this, that if you keep an open mind, too, and believe, you know, have faith in the people telling you the story, you know it's true. You don't need an explanation for it. I mean, I have had more mystical experiences after my wife died that just unbelievable. And our kids are all firm believers, because I'd say to them, well, let me just give you one simple one. My wife was born on 9/9. 9 months after she died, my heartbeat went bananas. So I go down the emergency room. I walk in the emergency room, and a voice comes way out of the back of the emergency area. Put him in room 9. I thought, oh, my wife's already watching over me. Then they say, we can't find a room for you in the hospital. Okay, you'll sleep in the emergency room tonight. Next morning, the fellow walked in. Hey, I got a room for you. What's the number of it? 819. And 8 is a number that symbolizes a new beginning. So again, my wife is saying, don't worry, you'll be all right. Then I look at the wristband they put on to identify me as a patient. And I'm wearing one now because I don't take them off. I get a kick out of them.
Yeah.
These are the numbers that identify me at Yale New Haven Hospital. 3-8-9-3-9-6-6. What do they all add up to? Nines.
Nine.
Except for 1-8. Yeah.
That's great, Bernie. Now, we need to take our break, so hold that thought.
Right.
We'll be back in a moment, everyone. Don't go away.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every week, Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. and 12 a.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
Motherhood is not easy. It's one of the hardest jobs in the world. Yet mothers receive so little support, even in spiritual communities where motherhood is often more valued.
What if you could always feel capable of handling the rigors and demands of being a mother in today's world?
What if you could let go of feeling like you're alone and don't have support?
What if you could let go of your fears that you're going to get it all wrong, make a mistake, or raise your child that repeats all the mistakes that you've experienced?
Experience the mothering movement and open your heart to mothering and being mothered in a way that allows acceptance, forgiveness, and vision for the future. Go to 1111mag.com and join the Mothering Movement course.
Dr. Bernie Siegel's writings and the 12 books he's published so far reflect his passion to reach people struggling with all of life's challenges. His latest, A Book of Miracles, inspiring true stories of healing, gratitude, and love, is both riveting and belief-expanding. Bernie has produced wonderful resources for everyone, like 365 Prescriptions for the Soul, daily messages of inspiration, hope, and love, and faith, hope, and healing. Bernie's books also include those like Love, Magic, and Mud Pies, a great resource for parents, and delightful loving stories like Buddy's Candle to help children of all ages cope with the loss of a loved one, be it a pet or a parent. To purchase Bernie's books, CDs, or DVDs, go to BernieSiegelMD.com. And while you're there, empower the mind, body, and spirit with Bernie's heartwarming articles.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to DreamVision7Radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. You're listening to Mind Health Matters with Dr. Bernie Siegel. You can listen to his show on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network on Wednesday through Friday, 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern. And as we mentioned earlier, you can listen on demand anytime you'd like by just clicking on his archives when you go to dreamvisions7radio.com. We are talking about Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy, forward by James Redfield, and co-authors Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. And we'll take this time to put out the web addresses. Bernie, you can get in touch with him, read his articles, buy his books. He has three new books. And just by going on BernieSiegelMD.com. Again, Siegel is S-I-E-G-E-L, BernieSiegelMD.com, all one word. And Ariel Patricia, please share your web address.
Yes, it's sacredstories.com. Nice and simple, sacredstories.com.
And Kat?
Yes, you can go to thequeenofdreams.com or KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. And I just wanted to say that actually Sacred Stories Publishing just published Dr. Bernie Siegel's last book. So when you go to Ariel Patricia's website or Sacred Stories website, you may actually see his latest book on there.
You will.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Three Men, Six Lives is actually spotlighted in our top header banner because it's such a wonderful book. And it's Bernie's first full-length fiction story, which is based on his real life. So it's kind of like half fiction, half nonfiction, right, Bernie? But it's a really incredible story about past lives, three men and their past lives.
I call it a nonfiction novel. I created the people to tell true stories. I mean, I do admit in the book that that's me, you know, but I give the surgeon a new name and so forth. But the reason I write all these books is because I've experienced these things. I want people to know they're real. I'm not psychotic. I'm not on drugs. You know, when I say my wife is communicating with me, now my brain is blocking. But the things that, because I want to tell you stories, and they popped out of my head. But 11, that was it, 11, another number. We were married on the 11th. I have a pocket full of dimes and pennies that I have found in places where you never expect them. Imagine making your bed one morning, And as you go around the bed to pull everything back to the other side, all the sheets and blankets rip out of your hands, and I mean that literally, and flew back to the other side of the bed. And what's lying there? A dime and a penny right on the bed. Now, you know, if you said, oh, well, you found it on top of the blanket, it must have fallen out of your pocket when you sat there one day. But this is underneath everything. And I have found a dime and a penny in a bird bath, which is filled with leaves and dirty water, and I was told to clean it. So I did, and there was a dime and a penny. I'm not going to get into all the others, but they're totally bizarre. And I know this is, again, the intuitive side. After my mother died, we were at our house, my house, and one of the grandchildren, I said, hey, I went down the mailbox and I came back and I found all these pennies. They weren't there on the way down. And this little pipsqueak of a kid says, oh, they're pennies from heaven. Now, I thought, where does that come from in a seven-year-old? But since then, all these pennies have been pennies from heaven for our family. And it just, everybody in the family expects it to happen when a loved one dies. You'll find the pennies, whether it's in your car, your living room, places they've never been before. And I could take up this whole show telling you things that have disappeared and come back again. I got to tell you one more because you're all women. My wife died, and several women called me, and I knew they were, in a nice way, trying to say, hey, would you like me to come over, take your wife's place? And I have several rings that I wear, a ring from the family that one of our kids made, a ring from one of my patients that's from friends, and my wedding ring. And I go to the drawer because I take them off when I sleep at night, and the one from friends had disappeared. And I knew it was my wife saying, never mind these women. I don't want them coming in. And I couldn't find it anywhere. And there was no reason for it to disappear. And then about a month later, the lady who's cleaning our house came through. She said, oh, look, I found a ring in the bedroom. And she pointed to where it was, which is right smack out in the middle of the carpet. So you can't say, oh, you probably didn't notice it. It was in a crazy place. But it wasn't. And I know that was my wife saying, okay, all quieted down. Here's your ring back. But it is amazing how things...
Interesting. You know, I can relate to that, Bernie, because when my husband passed years back, there were all kinds of men coming to the house, friends of his, friends of ours, all kinds of people. And I think that's part of their grieving is coming to you. And yet, as you have said, there's a part of them, a piece of them, that are looking to have a relationship.
Yeah.
I find that all fascinating.
It is, and it keeps my mind wide open. Because, you know,
yes.
I think we all have that feeling that you're watching television and some program on ghosts living in a house and things like that. But when I had those sheets and blankets pulled out of my hand, I thought, how can I deny that? There was some kind of power here. So
right.
I have an open mind. That's probably the best way of saying it. So I had a near-death experience, choking as a four-year-old. I had the past life when somebody said to me over the telephone, I wasn't going to see a therapist to have an interesting experience. A friend of mine said, you're so damn busy. Why are you living this life? And I went into a trance. And I mean, I couldn't deny what I experienced in that trance and what happened and who was in it and how it explains so much of my life now and why I behave the way I do. And my wife was a part of it, too. And so I'd say to people, just keep an open mind. Don't be too intellectual. You know, keep an open mind so that the door is open and then these experiences can come to you. As they say, God speaks in dreams and images. And I've learned that from patients' dreams, from drawings, I mean, it's amazing, especially when you work with children. They're not worried about doing it wrong. See, adults will come in and say, why don't you draw a picture? I'm not an artist. I had my 10-year-old son do this for me. What are you worried about? Well, I'll get a poor grade in art. But if you say to a kid, here's a box of crayons, draw me a picture, they show you pictures of their anatomy, and I mean that literally, and they don't, well, the funniest one, you'll all understand. Boy came to the OR, he was scheduled for a circumcision, and he came in, he said, I got two pictures for you. This one's like before, this one's like after. And we look at it. He drew two airplanes, small planes in profile. One is basically a penis that isn't circumcised, and the other is a penis that is circumcised. I mean, everybody in the operating room is laughing because he says one is like before, one is like after. And he didn't say he meant it to be a circumcision. It was just a couple of airplanes he drew. But in those ways, the anatomy comes out, or dangers of anesthesia, where it says you'll draw the anesthesiologist who's wearing a green outfit that looks like pajamas. And the kid drew him in red. And now it says he's green, you know, outfit. And the anesthesiologist said, yeah, his mother has muscular dystrophy, and he could have some genes that make the muscle relaxants a real risk to him. So that's what changes people. See, they can't deny. Well, I have so many magazines in my house.
Sure. You know, Bernie, I'd love to hear from...
Wait a minute, I got to tell you one word.
Okay.
On the front cover, it says, article about the controversial Dr. Siegel. See, what changed all those people and the articles is when they experienced what I'm talking about.
Wow. Okay, so... back to crappy to happy, Reverend Ariel Patricia, I'd like to hear, and I know Bernie wants to hear too, what your takeaway was from the experience of writing the book and what you wrote about.
Thanks, Deborah. You know, it's just so incredible. Every book and every experience is very different. And it's interesting because after writing Chaos to Clarity with Kat, you know, we were doing the second in the trilogy, the second in the series, and I really didn't think that it would, I thought it would be a lot of fun, and I was excited to do it, but I wasn't really thinking about a really meaningful experiences for me personally until I started writing my stories again, because both Kat and I, we include a couple of our own personal stories in the book as well. And writing the stories, revisiting the experiences, the emotions, the wisdom, you know, and from then to now was really profound. I mean, it was profound in a lot of ways, and even from the experience of either how far we've come, the wisdom we've gained, or just reliving some of the deep emotions experienced, you know, re-feeling them in the present time is really life-changing, you know, and it was for me again, and I consider it all a great gift. And to be, and really probably what we hear most from all of our contributing authors is the experience of writing their story and sharing their story was a great gift for them as well. It was cathartic. It was freeing. It was eye-opening. You know, it was wisdom producing. And I believe it's because everything we've been talking about is that through our stories, the sharing of our experiences, you know, we learn, we grow, we connect, and we're feeling deep emotion. So it was emotional. So having said all that, the answer is emotional, but in a really good way.
Right. Well, that's how we grow our souls and learn, and we learn until we're done with Earth this time around. Well, we have a break coming up, so everyone, stay with us. More with Dr. Bernie Siegel, Reverend Ariel Patricia, and Kathleen O'Keefe, cannabis known as Kat. And I should put out there, Kat has her own international radio show with us, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And it's heard every week at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. And you can also tune every first and third Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for a live show with video. We'll be back in a moment.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every week, Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. and 12 a.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Dr. Bernie Siegel's writings and the 12 books he's published so far reflect his passion to reach people struggling with all of life's challenges. His latest, A Book of Miracles, inspiring true stories of healing, gratitude, and love, is both riveting and belief-expanding. Bernie has produced wonderful resources for everyone, like 365 Prescriptions for the Soul, daily messages of inspiration, hope, and love, and faith, hope, and healing. Bernie's books also include those like Love, Magic, and Mud Pies, a great resource for parents, and delightful, loving stories like Buddy's Candle to help children of all ages cope with the loss of a loved one, be it a pet or a parent. To purchase Bernie's books, CDs, or DVDs, go to BernieSiegelMD.com. And while you're there, empower the mind, body, and spirit with Bernie's heartwarming articles.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to happy. Sacred stories of transformational joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega's Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
All right, we're back with Mind Health Matters and Dr. Bernie Siegel. And Kat, Bernie and I would like to hear from you. What's your takeaway from this book experience, Crappy to Happy?
Well, I think it would be the one thing that all the stories in the book have in common, including Bernie's. Bernie's story is in here, and many of the stories that you were listening to him talk about are in his actual story called The Cycle of Life in the book. And the takeaway is that we all are responsible for our joy. Nobody can take our joy from us. We would have to give it away. And so my takeaway is that all of the people in this book found a way to hang on to their joy, no matter how crappy the situation happened to be. And by hanging on to that joy and laughing in the face of crisis, as it were, they were able to come back into a place of happy. And the other takeaway is that you're never alone. Everybody, if you're born on this earth and you're a human being, you're going to have crappy days, crappy situations, and if you hang on to that inner joy, it will turn into something happy. That's what every single story in this book shows. So anybody reading this book will connect with one of the authors of one of these stories, no matter who they are, because we all share, you know, crappy to happy moments in life. It's just the way things are.
Sure, that's true.
Let me just say that I was a disbeliever. You know, but my experience changed me, because you can't deny your experience. But You know, if I were listening to this program, say, 30 or 40 years ago, I'd probably say, oh, come on, you know, get yourself together. But once you open your mind and live the experience, then you are changed by it.
Absolutely. So, what else would you ladies like to share and get out to the world before the show ends?
Well I want
like
to talk
say
about
that,
women.
I know. Bernie, I want to pitch you here and let our audience know that you have agreed to share another wonderful story in the book that we're putting together now, Mayhem to Miracles. So I hope your listeners will anxiously be awaiting your next story in the book.
Very good, Bernie.
You know, women, let me say this too, because women are into feelings. I really woke up in the office, so to speak, because you talk to a man with cancer. Oh, there's no point in living. Why not? I can't work anymore. Talk to a mother. I can't die. Why not? I have 9 kids. I can't die till they're all married and out of the house. And she lived 20 years. And the guy, he's not working. He goes home and dies, because what's the point of life? And it blew my mind. You're sitting in a room with your wife and children, and they are not a reason to be alive. And men, and women outlive men with all the diseases because they're into feelings and relationships and emotions. And it doesn't even have to be people. If you own a dog, you'll live longer than somebody with the same disease who doesn't have a dog. And there are doctors who've done these studies. I don't make up the numbers. So again, it's about finding meaning in your life, relationships. That changes your chemistry. See, Monday morning, this is perfect for men. Monday morning, we have more heart attacks, strokes, suicides, and illnesses. Because people, how do people really feel about their work? It's work. They're not using it to contribute to the world. And in our cemetery, in our town, there's a wife and a husband next to each other. They're stones. The husband's stone tells you what a wonderful man he was, you know, going to Harvard and brilliant, wonderful grades, running a business, everything wonderful, making money. And then at the bottom it says, retires. And the next year, dead and buried.
Mm-hmm.
Then you look at his wife's stone. Doesn't say a damn thing except her name and when she was born and when she was died and that she's his wife. And she outlived him by decades. Now you'd say, how does that happen? Well, she had a meaning to her life, and it wasn't just about working. It was about people.
Right. It's about being.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I'd love to just chime in and, you know, we talk about moving forward as well because the wonderful experiences we've had with Cass to Clarity and Crappy to Happy and all of the authors that have joined us really has been, I mean, life-changing not only for Kat and I and the people reading the book, but the contributing authors as well. We have actually on the Sacred Stories website, we have many testimonials from the authors and the experiences of sharing their stories and being part of this book series. And as Kat mentioned, Mayhem to Miracles, the third, and I mentioned the third book in the trilogy, we will be launching the author ask and opening up for author submissions January 19th. So I would love for everyone listening to go to sacredstories.com and you'll see a link for the anthologies and a page to how to submit their story or read more about what we're looking for our third book, Mayhem to Miracles, which will be published in fall of 2021, fall of this year. So it's a wonderful opportunity for others to join us in what our conversation has been about today, become a part of this book series and become a part of sharing their story, not only for their own personal healing and growth, but in order to help others as well.
Right. It's very good. And we're happy to promote it as well.
No, we're hoping that one of your stories is in there as well, Deborah, because you've been in the last book, two books too, and I know that we're close to the end of this fabulous show, and so I did want to share one of the jokes that is in my story in the book when I was having trouble breathing in the story Breathe, Just Breathe, because I was so upset. I was sure I was going to die with this reoccurrence size, you know, breast cancer recurrence that size. And I remember finally looking at my husband sitting in the living room watching TV, and I called out to him and I said, I need a joke. And he said, you what? I said, I need a joke. I need it like right now, because I was getting ready to faint. The room was starting to spin. I was getting sweaty. I wasn't able to breathe. I couldn't take that breath of life. And so I had been crying, and he said to me, okay, so how do you make a tissue dance? And I remember thinking to myself, well, I'm holding a tissue in my hand because I've been crying so much. How in the world do I make this dance? And I said, well, I don't know how. And he said, well, you put a little boogie in it. And I looked down at that tissue in my hand, and I started to laugh. So the next time our audience, you know, the next time you're crying and you're holding that little tissue in your hand and you look down at it, just imagine putting a little boogie in it and letting it dance in your hand.
That is wonderful.
I have a line for ladies that my wife used that was so powerful. I always share it with women. I said, the next time your husband is very angry and yelling and upset, just go over to him and say, you know, you are so handsome when you're angry. And my wife did that to me, and she meant it. But I'm standing in the kitchen, mad as hell. I don't know what went on with the kids and the pets and everything. And she walks over and says, you're so handsome when you're angry. And, oh, boy, did I smile.
Yeah.
And the anger was gone, you know. And let me add this one. If that didn't work, she would always say, you're upsetting the pets, because we would have a house full of animals. And, you know, I always say, it doesn't solve your problem. It has nothing to do with why I'm angry. But I smile, and you can't be angry when you're laughing. That's something
that
I've learned.
Right.
You can't be angry when you're laughing.
Yes, and you've sprinkled that humor into everything that you've done, Bernie, in all parts of your life.
Yeah, I should have. You know what? In the next book, remind me, we should put in my wife's list of 10 important things that each person should look at. Let me see if I remember. I mean, all of them. But your husband calls and says he'd like to have dinner out. So you leave a sandwich on the front porch. You put your bra on backwards and it fits better. You get your hair done and the dog growls and won't let you in the house when you come back from the beauty parlor. You call the answering service and nobody answers. You call the Missing Persons Bureau and they tell you to get lost. You call suicide prevention and they put you on hold. So you go to see a psychiatrist and he says, next patient, please, and ignores you. The bird sitting outside your window is a vulture. The fortune teller offers you a refund. And I what was it? Yeah, you open a fortune cookie. Oh, and there's a summons in it. Those were the ones.
Those are good, Bernie.
I don't know where
she came up with. Maybe you should do some of those in the next book.
Yeah,
I think
we should.
Think about putting those in the next book.
You know, final word for people to know if their life is in danger or not, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The story of how your wife shared those with you.
Yeah. And you know, in the other people in the hospital, there was one guy who was so ill he couldn't work the television control. And he was in a room called the dying room. And the nurse felt bad for him. She said, I'm going to move you to a room with three guys who'll take care of the TV set for you. And they did. And then the nurse went off on vacation. She came back 2 weeks later, walked in to the room with the guys, and he wasn't there, so she thought, oh, he's died. And then she went over to the room that was called the dying room. And that was how patients labeled it. And there she saw him lying in bed. She said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "They put me back here, but it hasn't worked." So she moved him back in with the other guys. And that's what I see on a bigger level about people who move across country, buy a house on the ocean, get a dog, quit being a lawyer and get a job with your violin that you always wanted and your parents wouldn't let you. I mean, and they didn't die. So when I would meet people like that, I said, "How come you didn't die?" And they would tell me what they did. And they weren't doing it to not die, just to enjoy their life.
Right.
You know, "I want to make the world beautiful before I die." That was a landscaper. Because he refused treatment. He said, "I want to go home and make the world beautiful." Well, he lived to 91, and he became my therapist because he made the world such a beautiful place when you looked at it. You know, it was like God is in front of you. And I never forget him.
Yeah. So it's mind over matter, and it's so powerful, the mind, what we tell our bodies.
Absolutely.
And what we think.
Absolutely. The body believes what the mind conceives.
That's right, Bernie.
Yeah,
well, we've come to the close of the show today. And Bernie and I want to thank both Reverend Ariel and Kat for coming on the show. Get the book. You can buy it at sacredstories.com or anywhere, Amazon, wherever you can buy books. You'll find Crappy to Happy, True Stories of Grit, Grace, and Love. And tune in for the next book that's coming, the trilogy. So, everyone, thank you, Bernie.
You're welcome. And
I
mean this. Remember,
your
body believes what your mind conceives. So I know.
Yeah, it's the most powerful setting.
No side effects or anything to their treatments. All right.
Yeah. Most powerful, Bernie. Thank you, Kat and Ariel.
Thank you, Deborah.
All right, everyone. Tune in next time to Mind Health Matters. Bye for now.
Join us next time on Mind Health Matters with Dr. Bernie Siegel. Until then, remember, be fully engaged in life, loving every moment as your unique self. In going deep within to discover ourselves, we can also discover self-love. Then, when we let our hearts make up our minds, we connect what our bodies do so well to the power of love. We can boost our ability to grow and heal along with our self-esteem. The sense of empowerment that results from this mind-body connection is one related to self-induced healing. When you add spirit to that connection, making a mind-body-spirit connection, you nourish your soul. For more insight, go to BernieSiegelMD.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.